I say to you, this is my case.
Long before the caucuses put us on the political map, presidents and presidents-to-be have had strong connections to Iowa and agriculture. This is Richard Nixon in Guthrie Center campaigning for the 1960 election.
Well, that must be the Guthrie Center band over there, is that right?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, here is the approach for landing of the third helicopter, this one bearing President Eisenhower.
In 1958, WMT covered Ike's visit to the National Corn Picking Contest on the Loomer Dostal Farm near Cedar Rapids.
Shaking hands with his welcoming committee, now walking to the gate, giving the traditional salute.
Another farm audience saw President Truman at the 1948 National Plowing Match near Dexter when Truman praised the modern tractor.
Now you can get on the tractor and plow night and day, and you don't have to unharness the horses, you don't have to curry them, you don't have to feed them, you don't have to water them, you don't have to do anything but just run the tractor till you go to sleep and then go in and take a nap and come back and run it again. I didn't live in that age. Now, I don't want to turn the clock back. I don't want to go back to that horse and buggy age, although some of our Republican friends do.
Also in 1948, America's 31st president returned home to West Branch, where Iowans honored the 74th birthday of Herbert Hoover.
America means more than a continent bounded by two oceans. It means more than a vast expanse of farms. America is a land of self-respect. And self-respect is born alone of free men and free women.
16 years later, Hoover returned home for the last time.
The gently rolling land around the burial site is bathed in the warm glow of an Indian summer sun.
Grant Price was among reporters providing live coverage.
We switch now to the Cedar Rapids Municipal Airport and WMT newsman Martin Jensen.
The turboprop of the big plane carrying Mr. Hoover's body, making a great deal of noise now as it approaches.
Ronald Reagan's legacy in Iowa includes this message to Hawkeye football fans at a packed Kinnick Stadium more than a quarter century ago.
I admire that Hawkeye spirit, that never day say die spirit.
The 1930s sports broadcaster at WOC and WHO returned to Des Moines as Grand Marshal of the Drake Relays Parade in 1974.
You know, I have to tell you, I may have even done the first instant replay.
Then Governor Reagan remembered broadcasting the Drake Relays on NBC. Switching back and forth to the pin relays, Reagan wanted to be live for a potential record-breaking quarter mile.
So he got it to me in plenty of time. Just in time for the public relations man of Drake University to bring in the president of Drake University to give a speech of welcome to our radio audience. And I sat there and I watched the quarter mile event go by. I didn't have the nerve to tell our radio audience that they'd missed the quarter mile event. I knew it had to take about 48 seconds, so I just looked at my watch and I said, well, we're just in time for the quarter mile. And with an empty track in front of me and a dead silent crowd, I broadcast for 48 seconds, brought them down the stretch, one, two, three, the way they came in. And if any listeners noticed a lack of background cheers, I covered that by describing the crowd as awestruck.
In Des Moines, Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.